It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A memorial for George Floyd is set for 10 o'clock this morning in Denver. Last night, protesters came out again in several cities across the state. In Colorado Springs, it went on well past the city's new 10 p.m. curfew. In Denver, Mayor Michael Hancock marched alongside protesters. Speakers included an aide to the mayor, Quan Atlas, who promised aggressive action by the city.
Cops are going to start getting fired. And we are going to start making change. And we fired cops this week.
Denver's public safety director notes the mayor's staff doesn't have the authority to discipline police officers. Other recent protests saw tear gas and broken windows that was not evident at Wednesday's demonstration in Denver. Colorado Congressman Joe Nagu says systemic reforms are needed to address inequality in America. The only African-American in the state's congressional delegation says he's developing potential solutions to address the issues that have been magnified by the killing of George Floyd in police custody in Minneapolis.
In my view, we should approach this with a sense of determination, working collaboratively, and I think we can get it done.
Nagus also called for calm and unity. The state has confirmed that an outbreak of coronavirus at the ICE Detention Center in Aurora started last month. On Wednesday, the Colorado Public Health Agency said there are at least 11 confirmed cases among detainees, and 5 staff members have tested positive. The state reported 22 new COVID outbreaks this week. Some child care providers are being allowed to have more children return to their businesses as the state reopens from the pandemic. Under the new rules, facilities may have the number of children up to their licensed capacity starting today. The new rules don't include school-age day camps or overnight camps, which still have to operate at lower capacity. Child care facilities must maintain physical distancing and follow other requirements.